This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Severe storms are forecast for Metro Denver all the way up to the Wyoming and Nebraska border as far east as Sterling. National Weather Service meteorologist Paul Schlatter says hail is also expected for the area.
As they move east and get into much more moist and unstable air, they'll become pretty quickly severe. So up to baseball-sized hail is possible with the strongest storms.
Dangerous winds are expected across the Front Range. A small land spout was already spotted near Denver International Airport this afternoon. Real estate isn't known for being green, but Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that developer Urban Villages is trying to change that with a new downtown hotel.
The developer boasts that this will be the first hotel nationwide to sequester more carbon than the project produces. How? By planting more than 70,000 trees. This will also be Denver's first hotel not to include parking. Built on the site of Colorado's first gas station and inspired by aspen trees, the populous hotel will have 265 rooms, rooftop dining, and street-level retail. The idea is to create community for locals and tourists alike. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Denver has tabled a proposed $40 million contract with a security firm for future migrant arrival response needs. Mayor Michael Hancock announced today he would no longer submit a plan to hire a for-profit Canadian company called Garterworld. The proposed contract with Garterworld would raise questions from city council members and opposition from immigrant advocates. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.